This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, hour number three, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us, by the way. I appreciate it very much. As I said a few minutes ago, Thomas Corbett, Dylan joining us now. Thomas, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good evening. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it very much. And I told everybody earlier, you're a former Boris Johnson advisor, and I think everybody knows who Boris is. I sure do. I followed him a lot during the whole COVID nonsense we had going on. But if you want to take a moment and just explain what you did for him, that'd be great.
Sure. So I was working on the digital side of the communications. Obviously, he was the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. We had high hopes for him as a sort of British Trump. But unfortunately, it all crumbled down and we were left disappointed.
Well, which sometimes happens, and we've had the same experiences here, as you know. And I talked earlier about the State of the Union address that will come up tonight. And this leads into what we're going to talk about with you, which is the reasons why he's not polling well, Joe Biden. And you've got four reasons.
Yeah, but I think
there's probably more, but we'll just do the four to start with.
Well, you know, I think the most simple one comes down to is that people's lives are worse today than they were 4 years ago.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people are starting to realize that. And I think the biggest problem with that also is not only are their lives worse now, the media keep telling them that they're not.
Right.
The media keeps saying, you're wrong. What do you mean? Like, inflation's not happening. And these people are going to the supermarket, seeing these prices, and they're being gaslighted.
That's right.
By this administration.
That's right. No, and by the way, it's going to happen again tonight in the State of the Union, because even the press secretary has said that he's going to just continue on with how great things are when they're not.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. Everything's great. And it's almost like they're just blinded to the real, fate of the American people. And people are really struggling. We're being flooded by immigrants who are committing unknown crimes. You've got the National Guard now on the New York subway.
That's right.
But they're going to tell us how everything is great. It's outrageous, really.
It's almost like, look over here while this is going on over here. In other words, don't look this way because we don't want you to see what's really going on. You know, look one way like a magician. Look one way so you don't see what's really happening over here.
Of course, and politicians around the world have used that technique for a long time, but it only works if you have something good to boast about.
True.
I don't see anything good that they have to boast
True.
About. They like to say a lot of things, this wiping student debt fine, that's good for a lot of people, but at the same time, that's increased the debt and all of this.
And to your point, all of that, Thomas, keep in mind, there's a lot of folks out there that have either paid or are still paying their student debt that don't qualify for that quote-unquote relief that he's given out to some people. I got to believe some of those people look at it and they're antagonistic, thinking, wait a minute, what about me?
Of course, you should have gone and done a gender studies degree for, however many years, and you'd be in a better situation.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the other thing is, and this will come up tonight, I don't know exactly how they're going to work this. Charlie and I were talking a moment ago, 9 o'clock Eastern time, way past Joe's bedtime, and I'm not making fun of him, because literally when you're of his age, it's way past his bedtime. I mean, that's getting late for a lot of us, myself included, Thomas. I mean, they got to be doing something to either change his sleep schedule, pump him up with some Adderall. I don't know what they're going to be doing, but man, that's late for a guy that has a terrible mental state already.
It's right. And you know, we've definitely seen, they obviously do something because, you know, you see at the press conferences, he starts very lively and he does about 5-10 minutes and you see it fade off and they drag him out of the room. But this is a long speech.
Correct.
I don't know how they're going to keep him going the whole time. So we'll see. And it's a sad state because everyone is tuning in to see the mistakes.
Yes.
No one's tuning
yes.
in for the policies or the ideas. They want to see him mess up.
You are correct on that one. In fact, there's there is odds, of course, you know, bets. Vegas, it's full of that, as you know, and it's actually full of those things you just mentioned a moment ago. So you're 100% correct in what you just said.
I hear there's a drinking game now. You have to drink every time he messes up a word.
Let's just say that if people did that, they probably will be pretty, let's just say they'll be pie-eyed by the time the thing's over.
Exactly. They'll be slurring like Joe Biden.
And let's not forget, and the other point that you've got here is Donald Trump himself. He will be our candidate on the right side of the aisle. He'll have an R next to his name, no doubt. There's just no way anything's going to change along those lines. So that doesn't bode well. The polling numbers, as we're stating here, and really, folks, that's what we're talking about. The polling numbers, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, you look at the polling numbers, Thomas, and the reality is Biden is not doing well against Donald Trump. Now, there's rumors out there, and I'm one of them, that wonders how long will Biden actually be in that position and will he get changed out at some point knowing how bad the polling is? That's a bigger question.
I think they're in too deep. And I think also they have all seem to have bought into the lies that they've been spinning for so long that they do believe that, you know, Trump is so hated that no one would ever vote for him because these people, they don't get outside of D.C., so they think he's going to win. They genuinely think he's going to win.
I pray you're right. I pray that that's the direction they keep going because, frankly, I think they could put a lot of other people out there. And I like Trump. I'm going to vote for him no matter what. But let me just say this, and I think you know where I'm going here. He can beat Joe Biden handily. There's other Democrats they could put up that wouldn't be so easy for Donald Trump to beat.
Yeah, I think that is the case, but I don't see how how are you going to deal with the Kamala situation? You know, she technically has a right to be the candidate if Joe does step down. It's just so messy, and I don't think the Democrats are ready to figure that out yet, you know.
Well, so let me ask you this, because I'm not saying you're wrong. I've got other people, my son included, that thinks they're going to run Joe all the way through just because everything you're saying, he feels exactly the same way. I'm not so sure. I think here's what I really think is happening. I think inside the party, they're split. I do think there's people in the party that don't want Joe to be the candidate. I think they want somebody else in. They know what the polling looks like. They're not stupid. They can see what the end is if they keep going down that path. But, you know, there's also that other side, the Joe side, the side he controls, he and Jill, that basically say, nope, we're going to be the candidate. We're going to run this thing all the way through. And here's where I think their big mistake is. If they run that route, because what you just said, by the way, is really true. If they run that route, they head down that direction, and Kamala becomes, you know, sort of the alternative, basically second in command, if you would. The reality is, in fact, what happens in a lot of cases, whether he wins or not, she'll be the de facto candidate in 2028. I hope you're right. I hope that happens because if we play our cards right and Donald Trump picks the right VP, that's an easy win again in 2028.
Well, exactly. And I think everyone is thinking that that is the case, that the Democrats have really, you know, done themselves over. And particularly this party are not the party that are going to push aside the first black woman vice president
right.
ever. You know, they would never do such a thing. So they really have got themselves into a bit of a difficult situation.
They do. They're in a conundrum, I guess you could say. Thomas, I'll steal some words from your side of the world. They're in a conundrum. They don't really know what to do next. And to your point earlier, I do think they're in a predicament to where, what do you do with Joe at this point? Unless he has some sort of a major health issue, and you're right about Kamala, you know, what do they do in that particular situation? Because that doesn't bode well either. And that's one person that, frankly, I think would even poll worse against Donald Trump than Joe Biden does.
Well, exactly. And also the thing with this is that the people that surround the president have always been difficult people, regardless of who the president is. You know, it's a power vacuum, right? But these people have never been happier. They have a puppet that will do whatever they tell them to do and says whatever is written on the card. Yeah. None of these ideas are Joe Biden's ideas. So in reality, they actually kind of want him to be the president for another 4 years because they can launch whatever foreign wars they want. They can send money wherever they want. So that they're kind of hoping that he's going to pull through.
I can't argue that at all. I think what they're really missing out on, though, and they're kind of, and help me out here, they're having some of the same delusional things that happened on our side in regards to polling. In other words, you know, it's always one side not trusting the polls because the polls aren't in their favor. What's interesting is when the polls are in your favor, you believe. In other words, the right during 2020, when the polling wasn't so great, they were like, yeah, you know, the polls are off. They're not correct. They're not looking at this the right way. You can't trust the polls, blah, blah, blah. It's funny now that the polling is in our direction. We're all going to believe the polls now. What I'm getting at is the left making the same mistake we made in 2020 by not believing the polls?
I think the problem with polling now is that it is just so, you know, it's partisan, right? You never know which poll to believe. There's polling from this company, from that company. You know, I always sort of say, just ignore the polling and talk to the people on the ground.
Agree.
If you talk to the people on the ground, they are all talking about Trump. I have never met a person that is not in D.C. that talks to you about Joe Biden.
Well, which in that case, though, would tell you that right now that polling isn't that far off because everything you're saying is exactly what the polls say as well. So are they that far off? I don't think they are right now.
I think they're looking, you know, more. But if you go back to 2016, where every poll was saying Hillary Clinton, they got it so wrong.
They did.
You can also look at, you know, on my side of the pond at Brexit, they got every single one was wrong. So, you know, I always, as you say, you know, if the polls are in your favor, everyone's jumping up and saying they're great. You know, I always say, you know, just take a step back and don't get too excited over polls. Just put the work in and hopefully it'll come around.
I appreciate you joining us, Thomas Corbett Dillon. Is there a place folks can follow you and learn more about what you have going on, Thomas?
I'm on the Twitter X, or whatever they call it now, just as T. Corbett Dillon.
I'll look you up, put it in our notes, and people can find you that way. Thomas, thanks. You're welcome anytime, by the way. I appreciate you very much.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Have a great night. And again, that is the he was a former advisor on the media side for Boris Johnson, and I appreciate him joining us. Geno's Auto Services next. Whatever you need for your vehicle, whether it be brakes, alignment, regular maintenance, a repair, a light, you name it, Geno's Auto Service is there for you. Geno'sAutoservice.com. Geno starts with a J.
Have you had your oil changed recently? Take advantage of savings on Geno's oil change service this month. Geno's semi and full synthetic oils protect your car's engine. Old oil gets less effective at lubrication and absorbing the heat of your engine. Geno's complete lube service includes 5 quarts of oil, a Napa Gold oil filter, and 35-point digital inspection. Importantly, our oil change service is done by trained ASC technicians, which is not always the case at Quick Lube businesses. We offer loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when it's ready. Visit us online to schedule an appointment. Geno's is a Napa Gold member and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. At Geno's, we know a well-maintained vehicle will take care of you, and it all starts with consistent oil change service. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Veteran Windows and Doors, Dave Bancroft. Find out what he can do for your home, making it not only warmer but more secure, saving you energy and peace of mind at the same time. Call him today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors believes you are smart to get multiple bids for your windows and doors before you sign any contract. Dave Bancroft, the owner of Veteran Windows and Doors, is confident he will surpass his peers in installation, customer service and warranties, as well as the fairest prices. Dave hears people complain about the large window and door companies' empty promises with not servicing their needs and lack of knowledge about the products. Veteran Windows and Doors' commitment is to ensure that their customers know exactly what they are buying, from window rating and efficiency levels to real price comparisons, and they always respond to their customers within 24 hours. Wait to sign a contract until you get your final bid from Veteran Windows and Doors, and work with the company that values integrity and stands behind their work and product, guaranteed. Veteran Windows and Doors. Find them at klzradio.com/windows.
Hey, some of you guys with businesses need business insurance. You have to have it. It's required. And you always wonder, hey, am I getting the best deal possible? Find out. Call GIA today, e-GIA.com.
Finding the right home and auto insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. You need an expert in home and auto insurance to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of home and auto insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you shop the market so that you get the right coverage at the right price. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service that you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is your home, auto, classic car, or liability insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com. Get more without paying more.
Genesis 1-3 Electric Safety and Savings Plan keeps your home protected and saves you money. Not too long ago, if you had an electrical need, you had a guy for that. Genesis 1-3 Electric is your guy for all things electric. And their Safety and Savings Plan membership has the benefits every homeowner needs. You'll get a yearly inspection with a 40-point checklist that covers all preventative maintenance. The plan covers fixtures, outlets, circuits, and more, making certain that if something happens, your electrical system is back at full strength in the fastest time possible. And you get priority service in emergencies. In addition, Genesis Electric will double the manufacturer's warranty and provide a 2-year labor guarantee, which is not something you'll find anywhere else. As a plan member, you get 15% off all products and services, so the plan pays for itself on the first visit. Learn more about the Safety and Savings Plan today or schedule your electrical service by going to klzradio.com/light.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Nancy with Metron Technology said, "We have used Business Equipment Service for many years. They are always pleasant to work with and responsive to our infrequent requests for service. We highly recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Eric, thanks for calling us back. How are you, sir?
Hi, John.
How are you, Eric?
Hey, you great American. I have, on the State of the Union.
Yes.
Okay, Lincoln Riley, that 22-year-old nurse that was killed by that illegal.
Yes.
A bitch, an ice cream cone, which Joe eats, that he won't mention her name.
I bet he does not. That one I can pretty much guarantee he will not. Doesn't fit the State of the Union address. It doesn't fit what he's going to try to paint up as a great picture of America right now, Eric. And he will talk about the immigration thing, but he's going to take a totally different approach than what you and I would.
Absolutely. I got this comparison that I've been wanting to throw out at you forever, and I found it. Okay, Vision, Bonnie Willis, and Nathan Wade. And then you remember back in 2018, Kwame Kilpatrick, the mayor of Detroit.
Right.
Remember what he did? They gave him 24 counts related to, extortion.
Oh,
bribery.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Nobody's bringing that up. And his partner was Bobby Ferguson.
Right. I remember that.
He got 20-something years? 28 and a half in prison under corruption charges. And Donald Trump pardoned him.
I did not know that.
And you know that he pardoned Blagojevich, the governor of Illinois.
That I did know.
Yeah, of course you did.
That I did know.
And they forget that, and they stabbed this good man in the back, John. Hmm. They are horrible, horrible people.
What else do you think is going to happen tonight in the State of the Union, Eric? And I guess I should ask, are you going to watch it, or are you just going to let me recap it for you?
Yeah, you can recap it. I got a caucus. Me and my wife, we got a caucus to go to.
Nothing wrong with that. Good for you. That's better than watching that.
Yeah, we got to go to Stapleton is where we live.
Okay.
You know, I call it Stapleton.
Yeah, I do too.
Anderson. Yeah, Tay Anderson, did you see where he got hit with that $61,000 defamation?
I did not see that. No. No.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Big time.
Good.
Karma is something special.
Yes,
when
it is.
Comes to
absolutely.
Them Democrats.
Absolutely.
But I, Kwame Kilpatrick, it's identical what he did and Fannie Willis did. It's identical.
Yeah, yeah. Great point.
So that's your homework. That's your
I'll
homework.
Do I'll do it. Eric, I will do that. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Have fun tonight.
Okay.
All right, Eric. Appreciate you very much. Great listener. I appreciate Eric a lot. Okay, one story before we go to Scott Garlis here at the bottom of the hour, because it sort of fits in with what we're going to talk about with Scott when it comes to economy and things along those lines and so on. Walmart. Now, this has sort of been even on social media. I've seen people posting about this even locally. And some are happy, others are not. Self-checkout in some Walmarts is going away. Too much theft, by the way. That's why it's going away. Now, some people, and I love you. I mean, I love all of you. And I see different people post all sorts of different things when it comes to self-checkout. I'm fine with self-checkout. To me, and I've talked about this before, I want in and out. I don't want to dink around the store. Get me in, get me out, I'm done. Some stores I'll hang out a little more in and shop in and so on. Depends on the store. But typically, I'm in. I know what I want. I want to get out. Give me the wand. You know, give me the gun. And I'm scanning. I'm gone. I want to get out of there. I don't want to dink around. And I can do it. I'm sorry. I can do it as fast as the guy in the checkout lane can. I'm not joking. You guys know me. In and out, I'm done. Give me the gun. I've worked retail enough in my life where I can handle that part of it very easily. I'm even kind of one of those weirdos where I'll even put the things in the basket where I know where the barcode is. It makes it easier to get out when you're ready to go scan your stuff. And, yeah, I'm that weirdo. And my wife will admit that. Charlie will, too. Yes, I'm that goofy weirdo guy. So self-checkout doesn't bother me, but I don't steal. What happens in a lot of self-checkouts, I'm not giving any ideas because it's very well publicized, people will take barcodes off of one item, bring tape with them, tape it onto another item, scan that item, out the door they go. So yes, they're scanning one thing, but it's way less than what the item actually costs. They'll have 10 items, scan 5, walk out with the remainder, or they'll have 10 items, they'll scan 9, leave the largest item, not worry about it, you know, kind of flash the receipt as they're walking out. All sorts of ways they steal in self-checkout. To the point, Walmart's saying no more. We can actually employ somebody and put a checkout lane in for less money than what it's costing us in theft, in shrinkage is what they call it in that world. We can have less shrinkage by putting people in the checkout. Now, the downside is you're waiting longer because they still can't hire enough people to do checkout. So you're going to wait longer. That's the downside. Will that affect sales? Folks, I don't know. I think the way they're looking at it is their shrinkage is so large that even if some of the sales come down some, their overall profit is still up because stuff's not walking out the door. You know, when something walks out the door and they're not paid at all, that's a huge loss. And I don't think anybody really understands how much it takes for them to get that back. It's huge, way larger than anybody can imagine. There's a formula that I won't give on air because most people won't care, but trust me, it's a lot. A $100 stolen item takes a lot more in sales to get back than you would ever imagine. It's not just another sale that has a $100 profit in it that makes that up. That's not how it works. That's not the formula. Most people think that's, most thieves even think that's how it works. That's not how it works. Again, there's a formula in the retail world that will tell you how much it takes to get that back. I'll explain it to Charlie when we're at break, but again, I won't share it because for most of you, you don't care anyways. But bottom line, it takes a lot more dollars in sales than you think to get that $100 that they just lost that walked out the door back. And in some cases, it's not 100. It's thousands that are walking out the door. So self-checkouts going away. They tested it, and now I will say this, that I think there's a lot of stores that'll keep their self-checkout. They have a little easier way of managing that probably than what Walmart does, but it'll be interesting to see what happens overall with self-checkout and how many people, you know, how many merchants keep it versus how many let it go away. Hi-Fi Plumbing, $100 off your next service. Give them a call today, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
You'll soon be watering your lawn or washing your car, and Hi-Fi Plumbing can help you do it confidently. Through the winter, your exterior spigots and faucets may have frozen and thawed several times, which could mean trouble when you want to use them. Main water lines may have cracks that weren't noticeable until now. And if you're seeing lowered water pressure, standing water in your yard, or a high water bill, you need Hi-Fi to come out and to see what the issue is. Hi-Fi takes time to thoroughly inspect your concerns and uses cutting-edge tools, gauges, and technology to pinpoint the problem faster to get your plumbing back on track. Hi-Fi is also unique because they won't pressure you. If a problem is found, they'll give you a few options so that you can choose what works best for you. KLZ listeners, tell them that you heard them on Rush to Reason for an incredible $100 off a repair. Just go to klzradio.com/plumbing to find out more.
All right, Premier Home Remodels, they've got a kitchen special running right now, so you've been putting that off for a while. Give them a call today. Find out what they can do for you. Premier Home Remodels, KLZRadio.com is where you find them.
Start planning your summer kitchen renovation now with Premier Home Remodels. They will bring ideas and concepts to your doorstep instead of you having to do the research on your own. They will closely review your individual needs to customize the space for what your family needs now and into the future. Premier Home Remodels will design your remodel exactly the way you want while tying in the necessary detail and adjustments you might not even think about. Their high level of standard is ingrained within their company to ensure that every detail is planned at the front end to determine the scope on the back end. They give you the premier process with premier quality without the premier price point. Premier stands by having a third of the price tag as other competing remodeling companies. Details drive success. So, work with the high quality, fair pricing, design build team at Premier Home Remodels.
All right, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, low interest, no interest financing, I should say. I believe it's up to 25 months, depending upon what your needs are. That includes repair or replacement of an AC unit, furnace, you name it. They can take care of it all. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, KLZRadio.com.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising, and as the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs for most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes, so that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Rheem Pro partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right. Is your business fully protected when it comes to cybersecurity, which is becoming a bigger and bigger threat every day that goes by? Make sure you're protected. Go to cyberguy.net.
Imagine you walk into your office in the morning, sit down at your computer, and find that your company's data has disappeared. All your files are gone. You can't log in. What do you do? Who do you call? CyberGuy John Cannata can defend your small or medium business against a ransomware attack and work within your company's budget, especially on the front end, before you're a victim. Even if you do everything that you know is right by not opening suspicious files, links, or attachments, you can still be a victim of a brute force attack. John, the Cyber Guy, knows that no business can fully protect itself without an expert's help. And if you are attacked, John can advise you on what to do after the fact. Don't expose your business to a ransomware attack. Contact John Cannata today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing. where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I should remind all of you, if there's something that you hear, you want to send it on to somebody else, you're always welcome to do that. Just go to our website, rushtoreason.com. Producer Ann, typically by the next morning, has everything dialed in where you can go find a particular segment and send that on. We do that also through a service called SoundCloud. So if you subscribe to SoundCloud, you'll get updates daily on when the feed is updated as well. So you can do that however you want to, but the website has the majority of what you need on it. RushToReason.com. Scott Garlis joining us now. Scott, how are you, sir?
Hey, John, I'm well. How are you this evening?
I am very well, and I won't tell everybody where you're at, but I think you're headed on vacation, are you not?
It is 85 and humid here.
Nice. We are envious because we have a little snow coming tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, God bless you.
So that's all right. It's that time of the year, and you know we'll be up to the 60 or so on Sunday, and you have a, you know it's Colorado. It changes about as fast as you can change your hat, so it's not a big deal.
Fair enough. As long as you're used to it, right?
We're used to it. Not a huge issue. But I am envious because that weather sounds really, really great. So, and you're in an area where I could actually probably live pretty easily. So just a side note.
Yeah, man, we've been coming here for 21 years now, I think. It's great.
Awesome. Awesome. Good for you. Well, have fun. We won't talk next week, so we'll get things covered today. Talk about, and I know it's big, the Fed. You sent me some stuff on it. I had some stuff I sent you. What are your thoughts there? I mean, I know everybody's looking at that, and not that it's a do or die situation, but let's face it, a lot of things, a lot of people, the housing market, the stock market, they're all looking at what the Fed's going to do next. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I feel badly sometimes because I know we go over this stuff a lot, but we go over it because it's really important.
It is important, absolutely.
It has everything to do with business and the economy. And so, when you're thinking about the Fed, two metrics you want to really think about are inflation and employment.
Right.
And so what we got last week, we got personal consumption expenditure numbers, which is the key inflation metric the Fed looks at. The headline number is back down to, I believe it's like 2.6%, which is, it's hard to believe we're saying that, but that's almost, that's close to the Fed's 2.0% target.
Okay.
But if you're really thinking about that, you look at the core numbers, they're actually down to 2.8, but they're still not that far. I mean, this is the closest we've been since inflation took off in 21.
Well, and I guess a question I've got, which, you're better at answering this than I.
Yeah.
Have we entered a point where, without some really dramatic things happening, can we ever see that 2% again anyways? Or have we surpassed where that's not going to be the norm and they're going to have to expect, for example, a 2.5% floor?
I think we're a couple of months away.
Okay.
And so, I think we could see it by April,
okay,
potentially.
Okay.
But the April data doesn't come out till May. But, it's coming. Now, the question is, like you said, if something dramatic happens and, all of a sudden economic demand completely explodes higher, that would be a problem. There's a group out, the Conference Board, they put out the leading economic index. They're saying that what we're looking at right now based on the leading economic index, sort of it's indicators that tell them where things are headed. They think we're going to see second quarter and third quarter growth this year that's going to be flat, so 0% basically.
And along those lines, this was a question I have for you. I didn't get a chance to send you the article. Powell's talking about how, hey, don't be surprised if some of these commercial loans that are starting to come due and frankly may not be paid and might not even be able to be renegotiated may actually make some banks fail. I mean, that's got to be a wake-up call to them, or is it?
You would think so, but I think what would be more concerning to them is if banks were failing because they had such bad exposure to, say, like treasury bonds, that they were taking massive losses and they didn't have liquidity. But let's take, for instance, this NYCB we talked about last week. They have commercial real estate exposure, and Steve Mnuchin just stepped up and invested $1 billion in this company with a group of others. Their deposits are still in good shape.
Okay.
remember what
okay,
we saw.
And really quick, I got to stop and ask, why would someone do that?
Why would someone step up and invest in it?
Because they see that the real estate market isn't going to be that bad and that those properties are still worth money. Or, what's the incentive to do that?
Yes. C- Completely. Okay. So they probably, number one, they're not going to do that unless the company gives them a look at their books, right?
Right.
And so they will go through the books and look at the loan exposure they have, the valuations, what the stock is sort of pricing in terms of the valuation of those, where those loans, what they might look like.
Okay.
And, you know, they're going to have teams of, you know, PhDs.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah, no, they're pouring over these things saying, hey, here's some loans that if they, in fact, do go bad, hey, we're in a really good position to pick up a property at half its value.
Totally. That's exactly right.
Okay.
And so Nuchin invested in this with his company. A couple other companies, you know, Citadel was another company that is part of that syndicate. And then they just named, the guy's name is Otting. I can't remember his first name. He's the former officer of the Comptroller of the Currency, or OCC head. He just got named as the brand new CEO of NYCB. So here's the former bank regulator that's being brought in to run this place.
I see.
So, yeah, I mean, they see something from a valuation basis where they think it's at dirt cheap prices. And like you said, they're probably looking at their building exposure and be like, hey, what's being priced in right now in terms of their exposure to these office buildings they're marking down for? This is a buy. Now what we've seen from Nuchin in the past before he became Treasury Secretary, he has stepped in and bought other banks advantageously and made a complete killing.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be surprised if that happens again.
Okay. So maybe, and I guess if the feds know all of that, which, of course, if you and I do, they do as well, they may be looking at this and saying, yeah, well, you know, if they fail, it's probably for other reasons, and there's people that will come along and probably pick those up, pick that paper up, and at the end of the day, really not as big of a deal. On the same token, I think, as you know, they have to be careful how much of that happens, because if you do too much of that, it can have a really, you know, it can really have a negative effect on the economy, right?
Yeah, completely. It starts to become a cascading effect.
Correct.
Right? And companies worry and they start to rein in their horns left and right. And, you know, and of course,
it contracts, basically. It contracts things, right?
Yeah, it's going to hit. It would hit all the airwaves. It'll scare people. And the fear is, like, you know, this is one of the things they saw prior to the financial crisis, that people just, when they start to get really scared, they stop spending on everything.
Okay.
And that's when, to your point, if that happens, that's when the economy, all of a sudden, it's like bam, bam, bam. It just, the dominoes start falling all over the place. Now, Powell has said that there are going to be some banks. He's talked about this potentially happening, and he said this last March. He said, look, there are some loans out there that some banks are going to make that they were way too aggressive and their risk controls were bad, and there are going to be instances where this is going to happen again. He said, but as long as they've done a good job, we're here to step up and protect them, and we've already talked to them and shown them the facilities they can use where they can have plenty of access to liquidity. But he's like, if they made a really bad loan, we can't save them from themselves in that instance.
Okay. Okay. All right. So all of that being said, when does the Fed meet next? What are your thoughts on what they do?
Yeah, the Fed meets next on March 19th, 20. And basically, I think what we're going to hear from the Fed is they are happy with where inflation is headed, but it's not there yet. They're going to tell you, so this survey that comes out before every meeting, it's a Beige Book survey. It's anecdotal commentary from every Fed regional bank, from businesses in their region about what's going on. So the last two, what we've seen is economic activity is stagnating. So if you think about that, the last two were from January and March, so that spans the first quarter.
Right.
So that tells you, you know, the numbers we saw recently for GDP were from the fourth quarter. They were like 3%.
Right.
What we're seeing and hearing is first quarter growth is not what we saw at the end of last year.
Well, and I think, again, you and I have talked about this. You always have some things happening at the end of the year. Businesses buy some things maybe for certain deductions and things that they can help against their own, you know, their own income for tax purposes. People buy things for Christmas. That raises some things. Now that bill comes due in January, not so much on the company side, but on the individual side, it definitely does. And we know where consumer debt is right now. It's not good, by the way, as you know.
No, and so, you know, what's interesting there, too, is the economic data we got this week in terms of jobs. What we saw from ADP are that the pace of hirings is slowing. It's way below the average we've seen for the last 12 months. You know, and then the other thing I thought was really interesting this morning, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, they put out their corporate firings in January and February of this year. They have been, it was the worst January or the second worst January we've seen since 2009 in terms of the number of firings. They're up like 125% from December. And then in February, it was the worst February we've seen since 2009, and firings rose another 9% last month. So, again, that to me tells me, you know, hey, look, inflation's slowing because, you know,
right,
people are potentially getting laid off or less.
Yeah, just not spending as much money, which means, you know, have some retraction when that happens, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. And so that puts all these things in place for the Federal Reserve to feel much more comfortable about, you know, cutting rates. Now, another thing, too, like in this ADP data, the quits rate, or maybe that was on the JOLTS data, but again, quits rate was the lowest we've seen since pre-pandemic. So that means people are worried. They're not finding better opportunities elsewhere.
Right. They're staying put, doing whatever they have to, trying to buckle down and so on. Now, on all of that being said, I talked about this a little bit ago before, you know, before getting on with you, and that is State of Unions tonight. President Biden's going to get up there and talk about how great the economy is. You know, Scott,
oh,
I mean,
my God.
He's going to paint a rosy picture of how great things are.
That's a guarantee. It's, and to be honest, I think the last guy that said things weren't great was Gerald Ford. And that was 78.
Yep.
Something. Yeah. So it's been a long time. But yeah, Biden's going to tell you everything's great. Meanwhile, every 100 days-ish, we're going $1 trillion more into debt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's contradictory to what they're saying, but that's what they'll come out and say. Now, and this is where it gets interesting. It's like, you got to believe, and you know, I believe the Fed will be in the room. They typically are. You got to be thinking that Jerome Powell is going to be listening to some of that, thinking, yeah, pal, if you only knew.
Well put.
I mean, you know, they got to be sitting there just kind of shaking their head, swallowing their lumping their throat, you know. Because, again, they can't say anything because they're supposed to be neutral in all of this. But, you know, they can't be listening to that saying, oh, yeah, yeah, we know it's great. In fact, we're going to keep rates high.
Oh, completely. Well, you know, there's another interesting thing we talked about. I think it was like last week about all the regulation that they're trying to jam down businesses' throats right now.
Yes.
So you did see the thing with the credit card companies that
I did.
Came out.
$8.
Which is completely political. I mean,
yep.
Let's be honest. They're saving people.
That will get talked about tonight in the State of the Union for sure, Scott. That one I'll bet on.
They're saving people nothing. It's ridiculous.
Which they're not, because as you know, businesses don't lose money. They'll figure out other fees. And what I said yesterday will happen is those of us that pay our credit card bills on time and don't have late payments will have other fees that we pick up to make up for the guy that can't pay the higher fees when he's late on a payment. You and I are paying.
That's exactly right. And because of these cuts that the Biden administration is going to try to push on these companies, they're going to come back and they're going to jam us, not just with higher fees, more fees, but they'll jam us for as much as they can, and we'll wind up paying more as well.
That's exactly right, 100%. It'll either be in certain monthly fees, it'll be in annual fees for the card, it'll be less rewards that you might get on the card you earn now, all sorts of things, Scott, that they'll end up still getting those late fees. It'll just come from you and I.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Yep, it ain't going to change. All right. So, in closing, and I can't hold you to this, is the Fed going to stay the same, stay the course, or will they lower things next meeting?
I think the Fed's going to stay the same right now. The language is going to get better.
Okay.
And I think they're going to talk up, you know, easing up on winding down their balance sheet. And I think that will be a positive for the economy, and we'll see rates drop as a result.
All right. How do folks get a hold of you, Scott?
Sure. MarketWise.com. Come check out our free stuff. Come check out our paid stuff. And then you can follow me on LinkedIn or Twitter, C. Scott Garlis.
All right. I got one minute or so left. What's something they should look at investing in?
Yeah. You know what? I love right now the S&P 500. SPY is the ETF ticker symbol. Make sure, you know, you buy shares, click dividend reinvest. What I think most people should do with something like that, if you want to participate in a market that's going to keep rallying, put $100 every month into it.
Okay.
That way, you're picking up the ups and the downs, and you're not buying everything at the peak.
Okay, good advice. I'll put that in my notes. I appreciate you. Have fun. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, Scott.
I look forward to it.
All right, man. Have fun with the family. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Take care. I appreciate Scott. He's got a little vacation with the family, so he's in a nice, warm place. So taking time out of his – he's already on vacation, so he landed about 3 o'clock our time. So I appreciate him taking time out of his vacation to spend with us. Fleshlock coming up next. I always say this, but I mean it. Whether it's civil, whether it's criminal, whatever you need representation on, Kevin is there for you, 303-806-8886.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck Law. You just got in an accident, so you call the police. You make sure you get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the things you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is to call him right now at 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after the accident and get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
All right, Dr. Scott Faulkner, we talked to him yesterday during Health and Wellness, and he's got all sorts of things that he can help you with, whether it be stem cell, whether it be helping you lose weight, or just need regular medical care. Whatever it is, Dr. Scott is there for you. He wants to be your doctor and have you be his patient. 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big-picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
All right, up next, Level Engineering. Find out from Alan Davis whether solar is a good fit for you and your home or your business. Give him a call today. Find him at KLZRadio.com.
Alan Davis of Level Engineering wants you to have the whole story about saving money with solar. Everyone knows that solar power saves you money. But the most important savings are all those dollars you won't have to pay the power company. For most homes, that will mean paying thousands less for electricity annually. And the average tax credit for installing solar in your home is 56%. That's more money in your pocket. In addition to the money that you will save each month, solar can add $15,000 or more to the value of your home. And homes with solar panels sell faster than those without. Today's solar energy is a great financial decision on your part when you work with Alan Davis. Alan is the solar money-saving expert. So talk to him directly by going to klzradio.com/solar for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Golden Eagle Financial. Now, we've got somebody you can talk to directly. Scott's a long distance away. If you want to talk to somebody face-to-face, that is Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. He's got a seminar coming up, by the way, this Saturday. You can still register for that. Find Al by going to klzradio.com.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms. Whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life, Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you shop the market so that you get the right coverage at the right price. Whether it is your home, auto, classic car, or liability insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we're back. A couple of minutes left here of this show today, which I appreciate all of you listening, texting as well. I got a text message that came in. Scott's stats do not include what they have termed quiet firing. And by the way, Scott knows all of this, just doesn't always have time to add all this in. And I agree with this statement. So Amazon, most large companies are making working conditions miserable and has nothing to or nothing to do. So people quit. Absolutely. I realize that's going on. That way they don't have to pay severance or unemployment. Well, the unemployment, maybe. Severance, probably not. Unemployment is its own animal, and it's, trust me, as an employer, it gets touchy. You can have somebody quit. They can still get unemployment. There's all sorts of reasons why. Anyways, not going to get into that, but not necessarily. In unemployment, they most likely will still get, regardless. One of the big banks a few months ago laid off like 10,000 people, but had to correct their Wall Street financials. They did not account for the massive severance payouts that were coming. Yeah, again, Scott knows all of that. Point being, is the economy as good as what the Biden administration and what Joe Biden himself will tell you tonight? No, it is not. Why the Fed hasn't done something already? I think, again, they're late to the game. They were late raising. They're now late in lowering. The economy is not as good as they think. I firmly believe, and I know people will argue, I'll have Jordan Goodman on Tuesday. They'll argue this with me all day long. The Fed is in cahoots with the White House. Jordan will tell you that they're not. I believe they are. 100%. I believe the Fed, frankly, isn't lowering rates right now because they want people to think the economy is better than what it actually is. The minute they start lowering rates, they're admitting that it's not that great. And they're lowering rates to pump the economy back up. So, yes, I do, in fact, believe that they're delaying, because I thought they'd lower it by now. But, nope, they're in cahoots with the White House. They're delaying the lowering of rates because they're, again, being directed by the White House on what to do. They and everybody else on the left, and even some that are on the right when it comes to the financial side of it, will tell you that's not the case. I don't believe that for a second. They definitely are on the side of the White House, and they will do whatever they can to prop things up to make the economy look better than it actually is. So that's my two cents. Scott, I think, will agree with me 100% on that. Still take some of Scott's advice when it comes to what to invest in and what to do. Scott's a straight shooter. He's very much on our side of the aisle. I think you guys can tell that by listening, and I enjoy Scott. We talk a lot, even off air. All right, tomorrow, movie day. Andy's got two reviews coming, Kung Fu Panda 4, fourth one in the series, and Cabrini, and the Movie Rental Hour will be your favorite cartoon movies. You can text those in ahead of time. I'll add them to the list. The text line, 307-200-8222. And if you missed anything during the first hour, don't forget it plays next. Otherwise, you can go right to the website, find it there as well, and watch the State of the Union tonight. And if you don't want to, I will do it for you, and I'll give you a recap on that most likely on Monday. Have a great night. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.